Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Potato farmers right across the country are finally out planting crops because that dry weather is continuing, and the adverse weather over the last few months means that farmers are now on the back foot. They're trying to make up for lost time earlier in the season. Eddie Doyle is a potato and vegetable farmer in South Kilkenny and is on the line now. Hello, Eddie.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
You've taken a break for us, have you?
Just a very short one, Claire. Yeah.
So tell us, what is happening with you, and when did the planting start, and how is it all going?
We started about 4 or 5 days ago. We were obviously waiting for land to dry out, but Mother Nature has come good, and we're up and running, like, albeit look slowly, and you know, you'd need an army to get everything done as quick as we'd like to get done in our heads. But anyway, we're getting there, I suppose, slowly, you know.
So how much, like, what is the window for you now if the weather holds, and how much do you need to get done, say, in the next week or fortnight?
Well, look, it's as much as the weather will let us. You know, if it breaks again, it slows us back, like, which is normal for Irish weather. We're not guaranteed. I have a friend in the UK, and he can say he can do all his work, such a particular job, in 17 days, and he can nearly get it done every year in 17 days. But it could be, it can take us quite a bit longer because we the weather will be intermittent. But look, hopefully not, doesn't break too bad, because it would be, the spirits are finally lifting with farmers there because of the wet winter. Look, the spirits are lifting with everybody. Sure, it was dreadful. Like, you know,
yeah.
Doesn't matter who you were, a farmer or you were living in the middle of Dublin City. You need a bit of sunshine on your back, you know.
And so, how is the land now in terms of how dry it is?
Look, it's just adequate for working. Obviously, we work the drier fields first, which is what we're at, and the you know, the heavier land is probably just becoming workable at present. In this part of the country is all I could say. Probably around North Dublin, Meath, it will take another week perhaps before they would get really stuck into planting, you know.
And how far back are you now? You know, how much of a backlog are you dealing with?
Yeah, look, I suppose you know, if you said an average of a month, you know, which is substantial in the growing season, considering we need 130-140 days to grow a crop. Like, so if you take 30 days of that away, it obviously pushes you into later in the season to harvest, and there's no guarantees then. Like, but look, as we say, life doesn't have guarantees, and the weather certainly doesn't anyway, you know.
Yeah, so, well, of course.
So you're always working with the weather. That's the nature of farming. And yeah, this year was more testing than quite a few. But look, I can remember back, and I can go back to when I started farming with my father here. We'd go back to the mid-80s. And we had a couple of dreadful springs as well, and followed by a very, very dry summers. And, you know, that tested everybody, but I suppose there was more of us in at that time. The load was spread around on more farmers, whereas we have less farmers now and with a lot more to do in a short window, like, you know.
So do you expect now, with the late planting start, that the yield will be affected?
Yeah, it would be somewhat. The yield curve, like, will drop dramatically once you get into May. You know, in potatoes, in everything, like the cereals, we have to have all those in, if possible, like by the end of end of April, early May, because yield will drop dramatically. Like, yield potential is probably, we're gone past it anyway, but it's like everything, you have to try and limit the damage and get in your crops. But then there's no point in mucking in. I can't put in crops into poor conditions, or you're guaranteed failure then, you know.
Yeah.
So, well, we have to have the land nice.
The growers who we've spoken to on the programme over the last few weeks said what's different about this year is you're coming off the back of a wet autumn into a wet spring, and that the harvest
Absolutely, yeah. No winter corn planted, and very little winter crops. And
right.
The vegetable growers the same. Like, you know, overwinter vegetable crops are scarce, and like with the vegetables, we need to be in quite early, and crops have to be staged to get them, get the crops coming in for the supermarkets, you know, in that you'll have weekly supplies, like, because nowadays, you know, years ago one particular grower grew a bit of early stuff, and yet another grower grew mid-season, and perhaps a different batch of growers grew winter stuff. But now every grower is probably specialized, and they have to grow nearly to supply the full season for their crop. And look, it brings its own pressures.
And your normal harvest,
a lot of pressure.
Your normal harvest would finish up towards the end of October, would it?
In potatoes, yeah. Now, look, that's always your hope. I would have been grown up to say to get the potatoes out of the ground before the 20th of October, and if not, definitely by the 5th or 6th of November, because the frost will come into play at that stage, you know, and cause you big problems. But look, it's as the days get shorter, look, it's everything gets that bit harder. But look, it no 2 years the same, Claire, you know, so we'll pray for that.
So listen, you're optimistic today and you're in good form, obviously, because you can get out and do it. The only problem you have is the amount of work that you have to do in a short time frame.
Yeah, look at half our machinery there. At the weekend, I had great help. I had lads off from college and school and chaps that helped me regularly. But we had everything moving and it was mighty, you know. It's like the army here. But then Monday, half the machinery was parked up. But sure, look, we'll get there nonetheless. You know, there is a labour shortage in farms, but no amount of help would probably get everything done this weather anyway. But the labour shortage is sure, it's all true.
Well, hopefully you get as much done as you can and the rain stays away, Eddie, for another while. That's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, Claire. Look, as you know, probably one of our biggest problems, we have less growers. Like, we have very few vegetable growers left now, which I am one, and it has cut back. You know, there's a lot less to do to work. And, like, you know, like scallions and stuff, like for instance, they're quite happy to bring in all the scallions from the other side, Mexico, like with obviously questionable quality assurance schemes. But the growers here, we've been decimated the last 15 years with you know, cut price promotions in supermarkets. And we've been warning all the time, please, geez, just give the growers a chance. Give us a chance to grow.
Yeah, well,
we're growing top quality produce, and we're nailed with quality assurance schemes that are very stringent by comparison to anything that would be on imported produce and yet not.
Well, and with climate change as well, it makes no sense, no logical sense.
Absolutely.
It would seem to be bringing things like scallions in halfway around the world. Eddie, we'll let you get back to it because I know you're so busy there today.
What we would be looking for going forward is support from the supermarkets and that to stock Irish produce. It's not been properly addressed.
It's us expecting to get the good deals. You know, we're buying the stuff at the end of the day.
It's the consumer can't be blamed because they have to live, and if they get stuff cheaper, we're not looking for the king's ransom. Vegetables and potatoes are, on the whole, quite cheap food. But if we have regular supply of Irish, it is very important, as you said, with climate change and food security. Mm-hmm. It's something that is on my mind the whole time, that our industry has been brought to its knees, but we need the support of the supermarkets, we need the support of the regulator, and we need the support of the people supplying the supermarkets. And look, it would be great help. We've put through a serious winter, and if everybody doesn't stick together, It's not a great help, and that means the consumer needs to try and purchase Irish where they can.
All right, Eddie.
Which is another problem.
That's a good message to finish with. That's Eddie Doyle there, potato and vegetable farmer in South Kilkenny, with an awful lot to do over the coming days. Coming up next, the environmental group that went to court to stop the flood mitigation work at Lough Finchna. They'll explain their position next.
51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.